Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gates the catch to take the flag and the automatic first down.
I don't care. As a former receiver, going to show it anyway. That's a nice catch right there. Doesn't count, but that's a nice catch. Get his feet down. Going with it. Something to talk about on Twitch.
Are you going to start gaming Tuesday nights?
Why not?
What do you think? You and Collinsworth, hell diving?
Nah.
Why not?
Oh, he just seems a little dry.
A little Collinsworth? Not
yeah.
I feel like the last thing is dry.
Yeah.
He's goofy.
Nah.
I don't think that's
right. Like, listen, I don't feel like hell diving with somebody who I got to teach what to do. Because it sounds like he ain't been locked in.
But he wants to get into the streaming Twitch thing.
Hold on. From at least what we hear, you're the weak link of your hell diving.
Yeah, you've told us.
Sometimes I just want to be a hammer. And I play with people that allow me to be a hammer.
Sounds weird.
But yeah.
Well, because you're like, okay, for y'all non-gaming individuals, I just go around killing stuff. I don't have any responsibilities just to, you know, kill stuff. Like, you know, we play Destiny. Everybody does, like, there's a lot of mechanics in the game.
Sure, right? Yeah.
I am the hammer. I just go around hammering. But
why don't you take on a leadership role?
I'm ad clearing. They call me ad clear Douglas. Ad clear.
Is that one you want that on the bracket too? Ad clearing Douglas?
Yeah, no one knows I do that in Hell Divers. I have me a heavy weaponry.
Yeah.
And I carry mechs and stuff like that. And the stratagems that laser cannons
the
and
what?
Stuff. Stratagems.
What is a stratagem?
If you're not a gamer, you don't know. This is way above your pay grade.
Excuse me.
So I'm just saying that's
I'll go
me.
Back over here on my side.
I make sure the team is cool. I'm there getting stuff done. Wet work. That's what I do. Wet work.
Wet work?
Yeah.
Or wet worth.
Wet work.
This just sounds.
Keep talking about.
Sounds like we shouldn't be talking about this.
My hell diver friends know what I'm talking about.
I don't think Tirico was ready for the joke. By the way, I think he got a real giggle there out of Mike Tirico when he threw the Twitch thing in. I don't think he knew Collinsworth was going there.
Was it me or did it sound like Collinsworth was taking shots at AJ all night?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, they do the thing before the game with the coach and the quarterback. I mean, you think Jalen's saying great things about AJ?
Well, he's hold on, great player, and he's here.
That's what we heard last week. We didn't get any of that this week. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and we will have you people coming up in just a few minutes. Self in North Philly talking to AJ Brown. Hey, Self.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Self.
Hey, look.
What's up?
Couple things. Yo, listen, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, so a couple things. First thing, my mom always said, be careful what you ask God for, right? Rest her soul. Y'all keep talking about Hurts, man. When Hurts leaves here, y'all better hope we get a winning quarterback. Because my mom also said you never miss what you had till it's gone. And if you've been in relationships or had an important family member and you lost him, you know what that means. So y'all talk a lot of crap about Hurts, but let me explain something to y'all if you know football. And Hugh, I know you played, but you ain't acting like it right now. And you my man, 50 grand and all. But I'm going to tell you something. When two good teams get together, one or two things going to happen. It's going to be a shootout or it's going to be a dogfight. You've seen the last 2 weeks, 10 points and 16 points because they were freaking dogfights, dog. That's what football is. Y'all expecting this dude to go out here and throw 300, 400 yards? That's not how football is played. I don't know what y'all expect as fans, but as a football player and a football a fan who knows football, football is played by the competition. When you got two good defenses, that's what you're going to see. Yesterday was an AJ clown show. That's what that was. That was when we going to spoil the child. And you know what happens when you spoil a child. Mm. They grow up bad as hell, and they can't. They don't know how to act and deal with the world. That is what you're dealing with this clown, man. Like, I don't know why y'all don't see it. Yes, I agree with y'all. The offense is not as great as it is. But my side of that is the offensive line is freaking horrible. Did you see how everybody and their mother came back in and sacked Hurts yesterday? Like, everybody be in that backfield, man. How y'all expect him to go back there and have time to survey the field and throw a play when he don't have the time? Like, I don't know what y'all watching, but I know what I'm watching. And I'm watching the offensive line. If you can't run and you can't pass, then that is your offensive line that's ass. Period. Point blank. I don't get it, man. And everybody that's calling in here defending AJ yesterday was appeasing, was pleasing a disgruntled player, a spoiled ass child.
Well, and Sof, I'm with you. I'm with you on AJ. Yeah, you and I
Hurts
are on the same page, AJ.
Yesterday.
Yeah, you and I are on the same page with AJ.
Hurts wasn't happy yesterday, though, Joe. Did you see that?
Yeah.
If you look at his facial expressions, he looked like he didn't even want to call some of them plays. Because everything, how do you have Devontae getting one freaking catch?
I'm with you on AJ. I thought they tried to appease a baby yesterday.
Can I ask you a question, Sof? And you're entitled to your opinion, but this offense has been anemic for, what, 3 years? Even though he's won a Super Bowl, right? Why is it always everybody else? I mean, I'm just asking because I don't know what the answer is, but why is it whenever the fingers are pointed to AJ, or excuse me, Jalen, that everybody gets all defensive? Because – the common
Let me finish. Go ahead.
Because the common denominator in all of this, and I'm not saying it's all his fault, but he's the common denominator. And on top of that, we've seen two different offensive coordinators leave here that were vilified when they were here, go somewhere else and do have success. So when do we start to maybe think, just maybe, it might not all be them? I'm done.
All right. Can I respond to you now?
You got it. You got it, bro.
All right. First off, I'm gonna say this. It's not that I'm always defending Jalen. I like everything about Jalen except for he needs to learn how to get out the pocket and throw the ball away. Yeah, I mean that frustrates the hell out of me. And I just figured out watching him the last couple of weeks. I don't like his release. I don't like his release of the ball when he throws it, and that's the reason why he's inaccurate. So I'm not saying that he's perfect and everything is everybody else. What I'm saying is, first off, he does win. He commands the field. He's a field general. It's not that it's everybody else's fault. It's that everybody want to put it on him. But when they win it, they want to say it's a team game. If they win the Super Bowl, it's a team game. But what we're not looking at is when they're playing these games, that offensive line is horrible. The last 3 years, you're right. The coordinators, I personally didn't like the coordinators. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, maybe that's not a Jalen or a coordinator thing. I've been telling y'all forever that Howard Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie want yes men on that team. They're not going to hire a Vic Fangio offensive coordinator to coach that offense. They're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, to be fair, there aren't many of those. I mean, there aren't many of those.
Did they not hire a Vic Fangio, yeah. Literally Vic Fangio for the defense?
Appreciate it.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, like, who is the former? Those guys become head coaches and stay head coaches, right? Like there's no Andy Reid isn't an offensive coordinator somewhere ready to be a head coach again. Like, that, the league moves towards giving the offensive guys the jobs, and then they stay in them forever. Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay. Right, like they're building those kind of resumes the way Andy did 20 years ago, where they're just going to coach for a long time and be the offensive guys. I just to come back to the Hurts thing, I feel like we get our minds mixed up for no reason. If we just see it for what it is, maybe we can take a deep breath. He never was the second best quarterback in pro football. He also doesn't suck now. He's flawed. He's talented. He's got some good about him. When the team is great, he can win with them. when the team has flaws, and the offense only has flaws right now because the O-line is worse than it ever has been in a while, or has been in a long time. The running back may have lost a step. The receiver may have lost a step. This is what you get. This is why you called me a hater when I pushed back on the Allen thing or Lamar. It doesn't matter who the hell plays with Allen and Lamar. Those teams score a lot of points all the time. It's consistent excellence. That's not Jalen, guys. It doesn't mean he's bad. But we're seeing when things break down around him, he can't just like will them to 30 points. That's not who he is. And guess what? It's not who Goff is either. That's why Goff got traded. Goff needs a lot around him. Jalen needs a lot around him. Like, it feels like the truth has been there with Jalen the whole time. And everyone wants to ignore it and say he's great when he's not great and say he's not bad. Again, he's not bad. He's not the whole reason for this.
I don't know if I'm there with you. Now, last week I was recklessly speculating, and it just so happened that I was kind of in that wheelhouse.
You know it's bad when the reckless speculation is just dead on.
I mean, it is. It is. And yeah. But I think it's to be honest, I think it's ignorant not to at least look at it differently.
Yeah.
And wonder about it. And see, that's what people are doing. See, people are like, I'm in my DMs and people are mad at me because they feel like I'm saying this or that. But let's be honest, there's something there. And the common denominator is him.
Well, to go back to what I was saying, the things around him, when they've had brighter offensive coordinators, Shane Steichen was obviously a bright offensive coordinator. Look what he's doing in Indianapolis. Kellen Moore might be that. We'll give him some time, right? He's had success elsewhere. Good coordinators, healthy line, a good defense. They can win the Super Bowl. Like, that's how good that Jalen will play to that. He did it at Alabama. He did it at Oklahoma. You put good around Jalen, he's going to win. But when things break down around him, that's... Isn't that the difference between great and good?
Yeah.
John Elway, whatever. Pick your talented quarterbacks over the years. They carry to heights. I don't think Jalen does that. But he can win if the things around him are good.
And let me say this. I think that the thing that people are missing in this is that this team is striving for greatness. This team is striving to be a destiny. Yeah. That's kind of what I hear. And if you have that many people that are talking about this, that, or third, if it's true, I'm recklessly speculating, but if they're saying it's true, and Jalen's legacy is already written, right? But it feels from on the outside looking in that they feel like on some level, potentially, recklessly speculating, that he might be holding them back. That's what we're talking about, because we're talking about, you know, you say something. Is it the team or the what did you say? Is the player's name on the jersey? Is the team or something do you say?
Name on the front or name on the back?
Yeah. It feels.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's like that's how they feel because of the timing and everything. That's why I say, you know, you have to listen to what's being said sometimes. And even though it goes against everything as a former player that I believe in, for this thing to pick up the momentum, it's something. It's definitely something.
Well, and it's wild because they are 8-2, and regardless of what you feel, if you feel Jalen's elite, you feel Jalen's decent, whatever. They are 8-2. He's the quarterback. Like, and they could go win another Super Bowl. So, like, it's one thing that we all have our opinions of the offense, why it's up, why it's down. It's wild to me that it's seemingly coming out of the building. It's so unproductive.
It is, and it isn't Bob Lang.
Of course it's not Bob Lang. It's like saying the firefighter is an arsonist. Why would Bob Lang start a fire?
Listen, man.
He's trying to put out fires.
It's not Bob.
You guys are wild. All right, let's go to Junior, who's up on WIP. Hey, Junior.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
Happy
Junior.
Monday. How we doing?
Good, Junior. What's up?
Well, first things first, I want to admit I was completely wrong. I called last week and I said if the offense showed up the same way that the Lions were going to run us out of town, I'll admit it. Fully wrong. Thank God for Vic Fangio. But the one thing that I really want to bring up is what can they possibly do to help this offense? Lane's gone. Juergens is gone. No more six offensive linemen on that set. They're going to bring Fred Johnson in to start for Lane. You know, there's still no motion. There's still no disguises. And Hugh, let me ask you this. As a defensive player, when you see an offense that is simple like that, where you're not getting confused and you're not even hesitating, what does that allow you to do playing on the defensive line?
I mean, it allows you to play downhill, but here's the thing. You've played two pretty good defenses, and
Absolutely. You've
put up just enough points to win the game. Like, it's crazy. That's why I get excited when I see them play the defense the way that they're playing. You ain't got to say it all like that, Joe. But anyway.
Finally.
The defense is
it's
playing
about time.
Well,
it's about time.
The defense is playing well.
Oh, the defense is absolutely incredible. And I know AJ said, you know, we can't keep putting Band-Aids over bad play and letting the defense blow you out. And it really does feel like this is going to be one of those defenses that week in and week out is going to do it. They have the depth to, you know, be on the field 60, 80 snaps a game. I mean, it's just going to happen. But they need to figure out a way to help this offensive line. They've been underperforming all year, and it's just not helping them when the opposing defense, especially when the opposing defense has incredible pass rushers and a good defensive line, can just play downhill and attack on every single play because there's no threat anywhere else down the field.
Yeah, it's a problem. It is. They have to clean it up to the point where they could be competent once we get to the playoffs and hope with the defense is going to be enough. And look, again, they're 8-2 and they have an inside track to home field. And they've won their division. And we raised the banner here on the show 2 weeks ago. By the way, the Eagles are like -20,000 now to win the division. And that the banner raising, I'm sorry you missed that, Hugh, because it was a great day when we raised the banner in the NFC East.
Yeah, I missed it. Sorry.
You did miss it. You were here and you missed it.
I'm sorry. We missed you.
We did. It would have been more fun if you...
Wait a minute. It's almost time to go.
Yeah, it's time for you people.
Damn.
Let's hear
from
you.
We had a hell of a day.
We did.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
A lot of Bible verses in the chat today for some reason.
That's
that kind of day. I don't know.
All right.
Don't know. Every day there's some like weird thing going on.
Oh, like
there
a new theme
surprises
of the day?
Me. Yeah, okay. A lot of Bible verses today, though.
Okay.
Joe Giglio is a joke and a jinx.
Okay, what did I jinx this time?
I don't know.
Picked the Eagles to win. They won the game. Said the division is over. Their lead just grows every week.
I'm not sure how you caught that label, to be honest with you.
I don't know what I jinxed.
If anything, you're like a soothsayer. Like you've been nailing all these.
Yeah, I just call me a moron if you disagree.
Well, there's a lot of that.
Okay, all right.
But yeah. Joe wanted AJ involved, and now he's complaining they forced him the ball again.
I wanted him less involved. I want the ball to Devontae. You guys, all right.
Not a great day for people for the people listen crowd.
Yeah, okay.
If there is one, mm-hmm. Let's cut to the chase. Joe Giglio is the leak.
I don't know anything besides what I see. And why would anyone listen to me anyway when it comes to what's going on over there?
It's a good question.
I do like that though. The spin. It's my fault.
Yeah, you're the leak. Yep. Joe would blame the fork if the spaghetti was cold. I like that.
I'm going to use that one. I'm not avail that one. Yeah,
that's not avail one.
That's good. Yep.
Very clear that Hugh can't stand Joe and Kyle. It's very
Is
clear
right?
why.
No, I think like I don't think Kyle. I think I irritate Kyle more than Kyle irritates me. It's gotten to the point now where I just you know.
Because you're stubborn.
I definitely irritate Kyle. But I love you guys.
Nope, very clear.
Have you, but we only have like 5 minutes left. Have you decided if you're going to apologize yet or not? Or are you going to take back the take?
I ain't taking back nothing. Like people, this is the thing.
One day only.
This is the thing that people don't understand. And I'm going to say it again. I am not here to make you feel good. I don't care what you say about me. This is, I'm speaking my truth, and I'm going to keep on speaking it. Yeah. Like, for real, respectfully.
It's the my truth thing that I think.
No, but it's like, I'm a talk it the way I see it.
Because there is just one truth.
No, but I'm just saying, listen, all I know is Kansas City 5-5, and I called that.
They're still minus 220 to make the playoffs.
Deflection.
No.
They're still going to make the playoffs.
Still, I'm just saying, dog. And, you know, if anything, you can say, okay, I called Detroit was fugazi. Okay, that's fine. They were fugazi. Okay.
They were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they look like frauds last night. Yep.
I have vision.
But my reckless speculation, though. Ooh. Dinah Rossini, them cats just validated my parking sticker. Them cats and D-Gun and Dinah Rossini.
You know what?
And y'all still mad.
Afternoon show is going to have a tough run for Eagles Insider of the Year. I mean, think about the last week. Hughes reckless speculation. Hey, Rossini with a bombshell.
Yeah, it's been a big week.
John Clark, yep. Palantonio, now D-Gun. And then, let's not forget, Elliott muscling out McMullen last week at the press conference.
Hey, listen. Spike and Ike. And Jack, I better be at the top because my reckless speculation, it started all of this.
Well, no, I think so. I think they get points for informed speculation. You always admit that it's reckless speculation.
But I was dead on.
You're going to lose on a technicality. Yeah. You realize that's
exactly what it is. Yeah. It's your fault.
I better be in the running.
You might be.
I'm gonna get a nice little chance. Listen, I've been talking to Cozy Jewelers.
Oh yeah.
Shameless plug, and I ain't even with them. But I'm just saying, I'm already. If I get it, I'm already figured out the chain I'm gonna make. It's gonna say.
I don't think you're gonna get it. You don't have to worry about that. Yep. Did you guys know that Jalen Hurts has a no trade clause?
I don't care. I mean, I was.
So did Wentz, by the way.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I don't think anyone of us said they're gonna trade him today.
No,
we're just talking
no.
about the issues they have.
Yep. Why is no one talking about Kevin Petullo's role in all this?
I think that's been talked about every day.
It's actually all everybody talks about. people must live under a rock.
You know what I like about all this is that we're 8-2.
Yeah,
and we ain't happy.
Somebody must be responsible for this.
How did they get here?
This is like, listen, for real. That's why I ain't getting married. Ever again?
What?
Because this feels like a marriage. You know how when you go home, you win, you got a good job, and wife's always complaining about something.
No.
So where like the that. Wife?
Well,
WIP in the family.
Well,
family is the
wife. Always complaining.
Wow.
This is great.
Yeah. This is might be why you're not getting married.
It's
again.
Time for Kevin Petunia to go. Couldn't you see somebody calling in and accidentally calling that?
Yes.
What did the caller call him? PJ.
PJ. Multiple times he was PJ. I like PJ.
Yep. Well, he got a call back to when one of the things Aaron said a few weeks ago, because the Eagles did make Goff look like Jared Goff last night.
Oh. In history, if you go back and watch Jared Goff,
so good.
That was a weird Freudian slip there by Aaron.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was bizarre.
Don't know where that came from.
It was bizarre.
Yo, is that the Hugh Douglas?
Whatever that means.
I always love when people are surprised.
Like they stumble in. They're like wait,
whoa,
is that guy
whoa,
Hugh Douglas?
Hold on. That's you.
Like he didn't fell off. He back. I thought he fell off.
By the way, we had two students in. And they were, what, like 13, I think they said?
Yeah.
And I asked them. They had zero clue that who he was,
and the
that he
ironic,
played for the Eagles.
Let me tell you the ironic part about that is, young man took a picture with him a couple years ago, and he was like, I didn't know you played for the Eagles. Oh, why are you taking pictures with me?
You know, well, they saw
somebody told them that they needed
no, they to were, a picture. They were some great kids, man. I gave some insider information that I didn't give anybody else.
Yeah, these kids were told what... Crash course in insider information from Hugh Douglas. They really learned journalism today.
Yeah, they did. They
yeah, you were,
like,
you were talking crazy in that meeting with those two kids.
I mean,
kids,
when I talk
way.
Crazy on the air.
Yeah, you were yourself in the meeting.
Oh, yeah, and I got to apologize because I called y'all not that bright. And I got in trouble for that today.
Yeah, the so audience is very bright.
See, when I said it, I was saying it as a joke. Because I know some of y'all probably sent emails or something to the boss. So I apologize. I didn't mean it. It was tongue-in-cheek. Y'all talk bad about me every day, but I can't fire back. That ain't right.
Oh, there's more.
That's how this works. Yeah.
Cam Douglas doesn't know Jack. He's a confused old man.
Cam Douglas.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And I just had to apologize.
You just need to put a top hat on tomorrow to be Cam Douglas.
Yep. One more thing. Happy Founders Day, Hugh. You suck.
I am not Q. That's not my fraternity. That's those other guys. Those people. Hey, I was about to say something smart, but I don't feel like dealing with them today.
All right, well, we're done dealing with everyone today because it is time for us to hand
it's
it off to the afternoon show.
They're done dealing with you.
They're live from Chickies and Pete's. We'll be back tomorrow. Who do you got tonight, Raiders or Cowboys?
I guess I got the Cowboys. Dakota.
Picking the Cowboys?
They're
going to win. I know. They're going to win.
Only 3.5-point favorites against Vegas. It's tough.
You know, I looked at the early line for Sunday. We're only 4.5 over them. Doesn't that seem light to you? I thought it'd be 6.5.
A little bit of trap game feel.
I agree.
Trap game. If we lose the man, listen.
It has a little trap. It's a little trappy.
We better not lose to the Cowboys.
It's got a trap game feel, Hugh Douglas. All right, we're going to argue about that later in the week. You guys have a great day. Afternoon show up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.